Pass that along. The other thing that's kind of astounding, this guy played last night, who you're about to hear. Last night he was playing at Bottle Brush in Harmony. And Dennis McCurdy just wrote and said, that Mara O'Connell song that you just played, I can't believe that you knew that Mara O'Connell and Don DeShule, Shule is the song we played. I can't believe you know that she covered, played a couple of our guests' songs. And I said, you know, I have to admit, that was totally random on my part. I just kind of at the moment said, oh, why don't we play some Mara O'Connell? And who knew that one of her albums contains two of Malcolm's songs from Streetsboro, Ohio. Somebody named Jay Johnson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jay Johnson wrote, tell Malcolm that the denizens of Honky Tonk House concerts can't wait to see him tonight. So I guess that's where you're heading, is Streetsboro. And it's nice. I'm glad, Ricky, thanks for finding that. Let me introduce to you. We'll chat for a little bit, but this is Malcolm Holcomb.
Howdy, folks. Good morning, Larry and Ricky and folks over here at Lightning Brigade. And good morning, Pittsburgh.
What do you like to open up with?
Let's see. They sing about cities and they brag about steel. World's seven wonders, I cannot feel. Telephone lines, they run out of sight. Taken for granted, I'm passing by. My heart loses time, where has it gone? In the mountains of home, love. And they talk about buildings, them modern and nice. Throw away memories to keep me surprised. Longer I live through God's love and grace, further I travel, find my own way. My heart loses time, where has it gone? Your love has the answers in the mountains of home. We pray for our children.
It's Malcolm Holcomb. It's a nice song.
Well, thank you.
Where did that song come from?
Oh, just sitting around, just messing around, you know, just sitting in the backyard thinking about doing something.
That the line with steel at the beginning made me think of Pittsburgh right away.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's another synchrotrosity.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Synchrotrosity. Another syncopation thing.
A syncopation or coinky dinks or something like that.
Yeah, happenstance.
When, what was your family like? Were they musical growing up?
Oh, a little bit, not much. Mother played the French harp when I was growing up. She had bad bronchitis, but, you know, you get a little older, then, you know, when you get older, you'll find out all those skeletons in the closet, and you can just rattle them, man, just like a beat the band. But Mother played the guitar a little bit before I was found under a cabbage leaf, Mother said. I was born under a cabbage leaf. You ever heard that?
That's what my mom always said to me.
Yeah, well, there you were. You know, there must be a lot of cabbage in this country.
Yeah, yeah, that and storks. And,
no kidding.
So did she teach you? I mean, there must have been a guitar lying around the house for you to pick up.
No. My uncle used to pick a little bit, Rest His Soul, and he was a Baptist preacher. He used to preach on the radio, Fine Brimstone. And so he'd bring his old guitar over, and that thing sounded real nice and loud. And so I just ended up having a little bit of interest in it and, you know, watching television programs, listening to the radio, and so on and so forth.
Huh. What do you remember hearing on the radio that got you interested, pop stuff or different?
Oh, no, this is some cool stuff coming out on Skip, you know. I mean, you're in radio,
yeah.
So you know what Skip is. Skip is, you can explain it better than I, you know, if you're...
Well, it's just picking up, it's kind of like old-fashioned surfing the internet, but back then,
yeah, exactly.
You know, you could, and you still can to some extent, move around the radio dial and sometimes, pick up stations that aren't from your neck of the woods. And
right.
you grew up in western North Carolina?
Yeah, western North Carolina in the hills of the Appalachian Mountains. So when I was coming up, growing up, then, you know, a little old transistor radio, you could pick up WLS in Chicago or WOWO Fort Wayne with about 100,000 watts. And when the local stations, AM stations, cut their power down.
And you probably got
night,
WSM.
You know, you get all that cool stuff in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, KMOX and probably WSM in Nashville, I would imagine, would come in.
Yeah, you know, I picked up some of that sometime, but I was more interested in that, you know, that devil music and stuff like that, you know. You know, I mean, even at a low volume, you could pat your foot, you know.
Did you listen to the radio at night? Would you,
like,
keep it under your pillow?
You better believe it.
Yeah. I still do that. There's not as much. Actually, what I do, you travel a lot, right?
And I'm just glad to be working. You know, glad to be here.
What I used to do was drive and see how many stations I could find carrying Paul Harvey. He's dead now, you can't do that. How many are carrying him, and how many were carrying Rush Limbaugh? And I'd try to see who won. Radio's not quite as interesting.
Yeah, I think there's a Paul Harvey Jr. You know, that sounds just like him.
Yeah, you're right. His son is doing that, and he does sound like him.
But it's amazing how radio these days, this generation, how it's impacted our lives and still is.
How about for you musically?
Whether it be good or bad, you know.
For your music, I mean, in these days, I mean, you can, you've got quite a large fan base, and the internet, I'll bet, is helpful to you in connecting them all.
Yeah, it's leveled the playing field, and now you don't have to deal with the big crooks. You can just deal with the little crooks, you know. you know the crook within you. You got to deal with the crook within you. But no, man, I don't know. I'm just it's a means of, you know, communication, whether it's, you know, paintings on cave walls or little gadgets that move up and down and around, you know, the cyber stuff. But I don't think about it much. I just, you know, try to be of service and, you know, the grace of the good Lord to be out here and try to fellowship up and down the road a little bit, you know.
You want to share another song?
Yeah, I'll try another tune here. This is a...
where I don't belong.
Now there's a river of old memories on the same rock I was born, crossing the water to a book. Pages sadly torn, but that rain comes falling down from my home to sweeter skies, and the water singing wonders. But I don't remember why, and I don't remember why you came, left me all alone. God help us all, God help us all. Well, rocking chair, you kept your eyes shining out the window, and the childhood was passing by. Too fast for me to cry, but I don't remember why you came. You left me all alone. God help us. Grandfather's eyes with tears, smiles from home she cannot face. That bed sheet round her waist, but I don't remember why you came. You left me all alone. God help us all. God help us all. Where I don't belong, I don't remember why you came. Left me all alone. God help us one. God help us all. Where I don't belong. Where I don't belong. Where I don't belong.
That's Malcolm Holcomb at the Saturday Light Brigade. And it's a great pleasure to have him here. So early, it's musician early often, 11 o'clock, although Bottle Brush started, I think, around 7 last night. It's still, I suspect you're accustomed to playing pretty late most of the time, I would think.
Oh, I don't know. that's mighty good coffee. That'll grow hair on a wooden leg.
That means Andy made it, I think. Andy usually makes yeah. makes pretty strong.
Thanks for the hospitality, folks. Appreciate it very much.
No, it's great. You, and you and I haven't had a chance to meet and talk much. I suspect you play a lot of different types of places, right?
Because I'm just glad to be working like most people, you know.
Yeah. But I could hear you playing in a church basement or at a blues festival or at Bottle Brush or, a regular type of concert venue. Is there a place like that you especially like playing? A setting that you like?
I'm just very grateful to be working wherever it is, if you're a if you're digging a hole in the backyard, a hole looks good in the front yard too,
Yeah.
So if you got to dig a hole, I'm just glad to have a shovel and, the strength and the sweat to do it. So.
Have you been playing overseas much at all, Europe?
Yeah, I get over there about once a year in the last several years.
Yeah, I would think that there'd be a lot of interest in what you're doing. Do you remember when you wrote your first song?
No, I don't remember that stuff. I don't think about that, man.
Yeah, it seems like you're probably very much in the present, just whatever's going on.
Well, I don't know. I try to keep the banana peels, second guessing, where my feet are,
Yeah, I understand that very much. There's an album. If you go to malcolmholcomb.com, and Malcolm spelled the usual way, and then HOLCOMBE.com, Malcolm has an album. It's been out for about a year, and has done real well. And we've linked to his website, but you can find it. You can find it right there. It's called To Drink the Rain, and it features him. More coffee was Ricky doesn't do that for just everybody. Fill your coffee cup like
well,
this.
Well, you know, we're going to break out a Scrabble board here in a minute, folks. You know, you can call in your letters. You know, you get a.
Yeah. If you got one of those blank tiles, you're in good shape. You know,
no
one
kidding,
of those.
Yeah,
you can make whatever word. You know what? You get like two blank tiles, and you can make the word. And nobody will know what it means.
Yeah, that's what the Brits do, don't they? They just go ahead and just have a bunch of black tiles and ship them over here, man, you know? Love you guys.
It's yeah. It's half past 11. Yeah. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. I think Malcolm's going to do one or two more songs, his choice. We'd love to, you know, have him play forever. Quick check of weather, 20% chance of rain today, high 77. Tomorrow, high 78, mostly sunny. Cloudy partly tonight, low of 50 degrees, and the moon is closer to the earth than typical tonight, which is going to result in this big old moon on the horizon around 5 o'clock or so. And I can't wait to see it when you get that really big, the moon looks like... Looks like it's coming to get you.
Full as a tick, as they say down south. Oh, Danny Moon, the moon is falling on you. But anyway, that's a beautiful rendition of Moon River. Was that Kate Smith?
No, you're Kate. That was God. God Bless America.
When the moon comes over the mountain.
Yes.
When the moon comes. That's all for all you young people out there. But, well, you know, I'll leave you folks with this tune. And thank you, Larry, and thank you, Ricky, and here at the Light Brigade, and Andy, and the folks right here. And God bless the children. And God bless you all. And take care of each other. This is an old song. This is called Straight and Tall.
Thanks.
Task at hand, and thinking of you is fine. So kindly make your plans. Use my back and arms. Make me straight and tall. You always think of me through others tried and true. So kindly make your plans. Use my back and arms. Make me straight and tall. Is it better to not know the future where I go? So kindly make your plans. Use my back and arms. Make me straight and tall. Lord, a warm shirt for the cold. A little food to fill the void. Now, kindly make your plans. Use my back and arms. Make me straight and tall. You
Your heart is young and strong, many years to you belong. So kindly make your plans, use my back, my arms, and grow up straight and tall.
Thank you. That's Malcolm Holcomb at the Saturday Light Brigade. And thank you to Dennis McCurdy for helping put things together. Now, 26 minutes before noon, here at the Saturday Light Brigade.